Hi, welcome to Bridal Style Blog, Wedding Planning 101. Sit down. Claire, how was your day today?
Hi, it was fabulous. Thank you for asking. How was yours?
Excellent, excellent. Today we're going to focus on something really quick. We're not staying too long because it is wedding season. I'm tired. How are you doing, Claire? You know I've been complaining for the last few weekends. Although happy, I am exhausted. How is your wedding season going so far, Claire?
So far, it's going really, really well.
Congratulations on a little black dress party. That was a success, I heard. That's excellent.
Oh, thank you. We had a lot of fun last weekend. Yes, it was.
That's great. And you know what? I'm going to just pedal back, and it's very important, and everyone knows. I mean, not everybody, but I think anybody who knows me, number one most boring thing in wedding planning is seating. Somebody else say it, I'll say it. It's seating. Second most boring thing in wedding planning is filling out seating and planning seating. But the most important thing in wedding planning for a reception is seating. So I went on a little bit of a hunt this week, and I said, let me see in a bookstore, how many wedding planning books tell you how to seat your guests?
Mm-hmm.
I came up with zero.
Wow.
I went on a web. I said, how many different blogs and different magazines will help you, you know, give you tips to seat your guests? Zero for a real efficient room. I think it's so important to listen to wedding advice from wedding planners in the room. Yeah, everything is like a guesstimate. You know, they'll tell you what's pretty for reception cards or, you know, where you should sit, who's the most important. Hey, we know the couple's the most important, duh. But the thing is, how do we seat our guests to where people do come in and have a seat and not have two seats or be overcharged or undercharged or have another bill? Or remember, guys, wherever you're getting married, whether it's buffet or sit down, they're counting those chairs for your final bill. So let's say you have Jane Doe, and she's at table one and table two, but then you decided to move her to table 10 last minute. Jane Doe is in that room three times. You're paying for that one seat three times, and I know it's very confusing, and stay tuned. We're going to start the video blog very soon so you guys can get visuals with how to do real wedding planning for yourself. And remember, you can always write into us. We are here. So I had another nightmare. Thank God it didn't happen when the guests were in the room. But seating is so important. People change seats, people call, they add guests, they take off guests. Seating is the boring part, but it's the part that could ruin your guest experience. Nobody wants to come into a beautiful wedding and not have a seat. That instantly makes them feel like they weren't important enough.
Absolutely.
No one wants to have a card, a place card, or an escort card, and carry it to a table, and there's no chair there. So they have to sit with strangers.
Yes.
And hello, does it happen?
It happens all the time.
Exactly. It's guaranteed to happen. One, if you don't hire us. No, I'm just kidding. It's guaranteed to happen if you don't plan. And we're going to tell you how to plan. We're going to show you. It's something I spend every year on the blog, seating. No one likes it, but it's true. It's something that you have to do, brides and grooms. So this is what I say to do. Take your guest list, and if you have 14 tables, you may not want to do 14 highlight colors, but I kind of like that because it's so important to get seating correct first time all the time. You want to make sure you seat your guests at the right table and every guest has one seat. Always plan for 3 to 4 chairs extra. I'm not saying pay for it if you can't, but make a plan to pay for 3 to 4 extra just in case. Or plan to, you know, have 3 to 4 who don't show up. You never know. Usually
especially
this year I would say the ratio of not
for the,
go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, especially for those last-minute add-ons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think my wedding weekend before last had 3 to 7 add-ons. It was, I couldn't even keep count. It was crazy.
Whoa.
But what was more important is that nobody wanted to do the seating with me, and I spend time. I spent about a week and a half right before your wedding when you want to talk about the other junk that we've been doing for 9 months. All I want to talk about is where is everyone squatting. People don't like it, but their guests do. Guests want to walk in, see their pretty escort card, go to the table, order a drink, order a great meal, and see you dance the night away. They do not want to stand there as everyone looks at each other and say, where does Jane Doe sit? It's very embarrassing, and it's just not a good feeling. Imagine yourself in that place. I know it's boring compared to picking out dresses and centerpieces and how your candles are going to look and your, you know, your verses, your vows. It's boring, but it's imperative. So, Claire, do you have any nightmare stories?
Yes, I do. I do have a story from a bride that at the very last minute, we're talking about the night before.
And she didn't let you know.
Me.
Oh, I love those.
No. Yeah. And says, oh, I have 10 extra people coming. And
oh, at least she called you. That was nice.
Yeah, she called me, but we were already at capacity of the venue. So there wasn't even an extra space to put down another table or chairs.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, those guests had to end up standing. And it was not pretty. When they came in, everyone had their
If you make me stand at your wedding, I'm taking my envelope, I'm taking whoever I came with, and I'm leaving. How dare you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
I didn't like.
I'm going to tell you, I have gotten in an argument. I apologize for all the caterers between New Jersey, Westchester, and Long Island. I mean, shoot, I think weekend before last in Brooklyn, I had to get three. One of my girls had to order three chairs out. We're about to start packing heat because we're like, hello, if we need two tables, three tables, we want them. And we want them dressed and we want them to hold you over your shoulder. Seriously, we do. Because it has to look presentable when seating gets messed up. And, you know, couples do not want to go over table one, table two, table three, but you have to go person by person. And let me tell you how you do it. So you have your guest list, right? Hopefully you have it in Excel. Hopefully, you know, even though you wrote it out, you wrote it in table order. Not alphabetized, not family, not his family, her family, her family, her family, his family, his family. No. You want to write your guest list out, table numbers only. Of course, when you send your invitations out, send them how you want. That's your business. But right now for seating, I'm going to need you to take your guests and put them at a table. And I need those tables to be 8 to 12 people each, depending upon your venue, okay? And if you have any questions, you can always write me at bridaldays@gmail.com. We'll answer anything for you. We are here, okay? No charge. We just want you to tag us, smile, and we want to see you in that wedding dress. So you're going to write your guest list out by tables. So you're going to say 8 to 10 people. You know, LaShawn, Kay, Trina, you're going to list them all on table one. Table two, you're going to list everybody else. And you're going to list people individually. You're not going to say Dana and guests. Don't say Dana and whoever she's dating these 2 years. Don't do that. Find out my guest's name. Find out his name. It's important. Do not think, oh, well, I'm not sure. It's just call me and say, hey, who are you bringing to the wedding? Because I want you to know every single body on that table in that room because every person is so important. You know why? Because you're paying per head.
That's right.
You're paying per head. So every single person is important, guys. Do not. This is such an ignored topic. I mean, everybody ignores it, but it's really dollars and cents. It can make or break your wedding budget, so you have to do this. So, as I said, table one, table two, table three, all the way on to the room, you're going to list each guest at the table, right? Remember those pretty little escort cards you got from your stationery provider or whoever you bought them from or you made them? You're going to take those and you're going to put those in table number order. See, look at that. I didn't even tell you get a post-it board. I didn't tell you any of that crap you've probably seen somewhere else. You're just going to do this with pen and paper and your place cards because this saves you time, okay? So you take your table numbers with your list because you have all your guests on your table list that you're going to send to your wedding planner, that you're going to send to your venue, and you're going to send to your mom or dad, whoever. Then you have your place cards, and you're going to set them up in table number order, and you know what you're going to do? You're going to go through every single place card, naming the name of the person, checking it off, and then on the top of each table number, you number how many people you have. Right, Claire?
Yeah, it's so important. And when they do that, it makes everything approximate.
Exactly.
That way,
let me
count is not thrown off. Yeah.
Exactly. I'll give you an example. Let's say table one. Elizabeth, Cynthia, Stephen, Dorothea, Jeff, Spencer, Carol, Bertha, right?
Yes.
That's eight. So we say table one has Elizabeth, Cynthia, Stephen, Dorothea, Jeff, Spencer, Carol, and Bertha. We put eight next to table one. We follow through table two, table three, and we put the names. Now, this is where we're really going to save you time and money. Once you have the table number and all the names under it, and then you put that little number on the top, that little number is your bank because you're going to say, okay, table one has eight, table two has seven, table three has eight. You're going to add all the tables up, deduct children, and if the couple's free, deduct that, and that is your real pay person number that you owe the venue. Cha-ching. That's it. I think that was easy enough.
Very simple.
Why don't people do it? I mean, like, I have to literally wrap people down in a chair and extract the tubes from them to do this. And it saves you so much money, and it saves you embarrassment. The worst thing in the world is not going through your place cards or forgetting a table on your seating arrangement and two tables being missing because the venue didn't put them down or you didn't say it. And let me say something else.
Oh,
wedding planners,
yes. I've
seen need y'all to count chairs and tables. I need wedding planners to count chairs and count tables. I'm going to apologize to a few people from Days Best Weddings. I lost my temper a couple weeks ago. And Claire, you know I lose my temper. The only time, I'm usually a pretty happy, nice person. But in the reception room, I do tend to lose my temper. It's like, I don't know, Medusa comes out or something sometimes. And my staff was not counting chairs. They were leaving it up to the venue coordinator to count chairs.
Oh.
I felt like my hair was on freaking fire.
No.
Like, are you freaking kidding me? Count chairs. I don't even want one person. I want two people counting chairs back to back, silently freaking head. Hell yeah. Are you kidding me? Do not leave it up to the venue.
Never.
You count those damn chairs. Guys, your best friend isn't going to count chairs for you. They're not going to do it.
No, not
so
ever.
To run again, because this is a quick blog, we'll be back next week with vendors, because I have some stories about that.
Can't wait.
Now, y'all must have not heard me for the last 2 years. But I'm going to say again, you take your guest list, you take it from Excel, that's fine. Drop it into whatever, however you do it. You're going to list table one, how many tables you have. You know, maybe the venue will lead you, say, okay, you have 8 to 12 people per table, you have 4 per table, 6, whatever you have. List those table numbers and then fill them up with your guests. Do not concentrate so much as people not getting along. We want, you know, definitely have work people sit with work people. Definitely mix your families together because it's a union. So don't think about keeping your family on one side, that family on one side, unless it's a reunion-type atmosphere. But even if it is, you're going to want to integrate your new families. So, I mean, these people are going to be seeing each other, you know, once you have those beautiful babies you're planning. So make sure you integrate your families. Don't say table one for bride, table two for groom, table three for bride, table four for groom. Mix it up.
Mix it up.
Start the conversation. Yeah. I mean, that's a real world tip. That's keep the conversation going, you know, and make sure you put all the drinkers next to the bar. Just kidding. So, guys, again, take your guests, split them up, put them table number order, list how many people at which table, and put the number on top. If somebody calls and says, I don't want to sit, if Cynthia calls and says, I don't want to sit with Elizabeth, I want to sit with, you know, Tristan on table five, then you have to take Elizabeth, scratch her out, change that table one to table seven, move her to table five, which may have eight, scratch out eight and put nine, because you have to make sure it's perfect. Make sure you write in. I will help you with this, okay, because it is so important. It's one of the most important things, because it's not only enjoyment for your guests, it's money in your pocket. The worst thing in the world is having a Mayor D come with a, you know, a bill for 10 extra people when there weren't any extra people.
No, that's the worst.
But they added chairs because your seating was wrong. So make sure you pay attention to this. We're gonna we're not staying too long tonight. Claire, do you have any advice for the listeners out there tonight?
Well, I just want to say that even though, like you said, this is a boring topic, just know that it's so important. So once you get into your wedding planning process, that you put this near the top of your list and don't wait till the last minute. And also, don't overanalyze it and follow these simple tips. It'll be easy.
I think that is it, too. You touched a good point. I think a lot of people have analysis paralysis on this one, because it's a big thing, right? It's a big thing to do, and it's boring, and it's dollars and cents. Who wants to do that? It's like paying a light bill. Nobody wants to do that.
No.
So I do think people leave it to the end, and not to mention they think, oh, because I've even had appointments with people, and I've said, okay, we're going to do seating this week, and they don't have the seating ready. But are you kidding me?
No.
Because nobody wants to do it. You know, you want to do the place cards, but if they're wrong, they kind of suck. So get it right, you know, get it right. Get it right the first time, because you only have one time to do it. But you touched on a great thing with planning early. Guys, unless Claire has anything else to add, we're pretty much done with seating, unless anybody wants to call in. I see some listeners out there, but I'm not sure. I recognize some numbers, but I don't think I'm going to go through the list today, unless I'm going to launch the chat room right now. You guys can meet me in the chat room if you'd like to speak. Claire, so I had 2 weeks ago, a bride had 14 tables, but when she went to the venue without me for her finals, she only listed 10 tables.
Did she forget?
I don't know. But guys, you're overwhelmed. That's why Claire said to do it early. Do it early.
Yes.
That way you know. And you can call and say, hey, add another table. Thank goodness Carol was in the room and just shut it down and got it right. Got it right before anybody walked in.
Okay.
But what if you don't have a wedding planner? How many people have wedding planners on site? You know what I mean? And how many people have wedding planners that count chairs and seats? Not many.
No.
Not many.
Not
They're worried about your little centerpiece and your candles. They're not counting your money. You know?
No.
Some of us just have to count money before we count a chair. So we're counting for you. But that's not typical. So, guys, I urge you to please pay attention to table seating. I also want to talk about vendors, but we're going to leave this to next week. And our next blog is called Nightmares.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm about done with people in these vendors. Guys, stop picking people you know, seriously, unless you know they're great. Like, I know I personally would pick certain people. I can't say names. I would pick certain people as my wedding vendors, and I've known them for 20 years. But because they're pros. I wouldn't pick my neighbor because she does great makeup. Guys, I need you to pick better vendors. I really do for your sake. It ruins your wedding. Your wedding.
It does.
I know, right?
In a major way. I have your wedding. Huge nightmare.
Oh, I know. And my thing is when you pick vendors who are shabby, but then you hire a wedding planner. I can't control adults. I mean, the daycare is closed. Guys, seriously, pause and do the right thing, right? Hey, so Claire, we're going to be here next week. You guys are probably dying to know who won that Allison Bail, but you know what I'm going to do? Because I see a few of you out there. Go to the blog. It's up on the blog who won. Go
Yay.
Ahead and shout out to Jacqueline Jordan. We love her to death.
Yes,
shout out to
we
Randy
love
Mom.
Jacqueline.
We are so excited about Kerry Washington wearing her dress recently. And
wow.
We're excited about everybody who wears Rondi Rom to the Tonys. And I think, who else? My fellow Bison, Taraji. Taraji wore her dress on a Hollywood shoot. What is it? I think it came out today, Randy Rom. We are so excited.
Oh, nice.
She is our feature. I love Randy. Personally, I love Randy Rom. And I adore her. I'm very excited. And stay tuned for our we have so many great designers up on the blog. You guys just go there and take a look for yourself. And stay tuned because we're going to be loading our latest vlog on easy dessert settings to save money on cake soon. So, guys, have a wonderful wedding Wednesday. Claire, is there anything you'd like to say to everybody?
I just want to say, everyone, have a great night and happy wedding Wednesday, and we'll see you all next week.
Excellent. Next week, we're going to talk about nightmares. Oh, my goodness. Nightmares picking the wrong wedding vendor. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of content and pushback from people on this one, but I cannot wait. Guys, you can follow me at Day's Desk Wedding, or you can follow me, Bridal Style Blog. We are excited to hear back from you. We want to get into conversations. So keep tagging us. I love all the activity on Bridal Style Blog, Claire, right? Everyone's tagging
yes,
us.
Yes, I love it. So many people
hairstyles.
Are interactive. Yes.
Yes, let that rock, guys. We love your bridal style. And we have actually the woman who started Trashed in a Dress is our Real Bride feature this month. So go to the blog
Exciting.
And check Randy out. She's amazing. Yeah. Well, we have Randy Wong for our designer blog feature. And we have Randy for Bonica for our real wedding feature.
Yeah.
It's just a season of Randy's around here. So, guys, have a great night. I'm going to jump off and rewind and listen to this meeting again. And if you're ever confused, bridaldays@gmail.com. We're there for you. Good night, guys.
Good night.